Bread of Life for Sinners Broken. Written and read by Biz Moran. Author's note. Yes, more FTM Dean. I can't write Venuses for unknown reasons. My headcanon is too entrenched. The title is from a hymn in the Book of Episcopal Hymns at a church I went to today for a concert. Please enjoy and R&R. Summary, Wechester Triple Drabble Slice of Life. Dean grabbed the container of peanut butter out of the basket of food Dad made him and Sammy bring for themselves to eat when they visited Pastor Jim's. It was nearly empty, which meant only one more sandwich could be made. In Dean's mind, that meant it had Sammy's name on it. He carefully scraped every last bit of peanut butter out of the jar and spread it on the sandwich with care. Then he cut up a banana and placed it on the sandwich. A single piece, hastily cut, fell into the sink instead of on the sandwich. Dean washed it off and made a move to place it on Sammy's sandwich. "Ew!" Sammy declared, wrinkling his nose. "That's gross!" His last school had just finished a unit on germs that Sammy had taken to heart. For now. Dean grinned. "Fine, you don't want it? I'll eat it." He popped the piece into his mouth and resumed slicing the rest of the banana. When he finished, he placed the sandwich in a pan on the stove, then turned on the heat. His dad had learned fairly early on in hunting, and therefore taught Dean, that warm meals, no matter how small, filled you up more than cold meals. And since Dean wasn't sure how much longer until Dad showed up with more food, he'd rather stretch what he had than take from Jim. John would see it as charity, and they weren't allowed to take charity. Sam liked his sandwiches better hot anyway. When Dean finished making the sandwich, he carefully cut off the crusts and handed the sandwich to Sam. "Thanks, Dean," Sam praised, eyes wide. "Want half?" Dean shook his head. "Nah, I'll have a baked potato or something," he mumbled, wiping his hands on the dress Pastor Jim made him wear. "Deanna?" asked Jim, walking into the kitchen, using Dean's full name, a smile on his face. "Yes, sir." "Great job taking care of your brother. You'll be a hell of a mom someday," he said, ruffling Dean's short hair. Dean gave Jim a faint smile at the praise, but the moment Jim looked away, his face fell.